Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. We bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus, Intercessory Prayer, and Praise Ministry. You're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And we give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God our full attention. We offer up thanksgiving. We show gratitude and appreciation. God, we thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you, God, for the unique and dynamic way that you care for us. Father, we love you and we adore you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. We reverence you this afternoon, God. And we lift up holy hands to you as we surrender our will to your will, as we ask forgiveness, God, of our sins. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs, God. I know we have a whole lot of wants, God. The body of Christ have a whole lot of wants, God. But Father, this is a simple prayer. A prayer that is so lined up with your will, God. Not our will, but your will be done. Father, I come standing in intercessory prayer, God. For the body of Christ. For you said in your word that we are many members, but we are one body. And God, the body is divided. There is a spirit of divination. There is a spirit operating in the body of Christ. Father, some of your children are worshiping you with their whole heart, and some of your children are committing spiritual adultery. They are unfaithful to you. They are operating in witchcraft, sorcery, magic. They are seeking witches and warlocks. They are going to Satan, seeking help from him, God, and then turn around and get in your pulpit and teach and preach the word of God in the spirit of error, not realizing, God, that when they went to the dark side and they began to teach and to preach from the pulpit, but God, they were releasing that spirit in the house. They were releasing a spirit of contamination. And they were desecrating your sanctuary, God. And they were feeding bad food to your children. And some of your children are aware that the food wasn't good, but yet they continue to eat, God. In their ignorance, they continue to eat. And some, God, they refuse to eat, but they refuse to leave, and they continue to be there knowing that things are wrong. And some of them are afraid to leave, God, and I lift them up to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I see clearly the spirit of fear in operation, and I stand on your word, God, in Matthew 18:18, that says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, God. Now, Father, as I say this prayer, I thank you that I'm not sitting here in my living room, but I am seated on the right hand of Jesus, who is seated on your right hand. And he is interceding, God. He is our mediator. But I see myself seated high above the powers and principalities that are in operation, God. And as I lift the body of Christ up to you, God, I bind the spirit of fear and I render it powerless in the name of Jesus. And I loose, Father God. I lose the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Father, you said in Psalms 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then you go on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, this is a promise to your children. And I stand on your word, God. And I give you back your word, God. And Father, temporary pleasures, they have hidden price tags. I've been saying that for such a long time now, God. And for all of your children that got caught up in the temporary pleasures, that had hidden price tags, that opened the door to the dark side, that gave the powers and principalities legal ground, legal authority to attack the body of Christ, to bring division, to cause separation, God. To open the door to the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of apostasy, God. Father, I thank you for showing me the spirit of seduction, the spirit of enticement, the spirit of allurement, God, that is leading your people astray. In the name of Jesus, God, I stand in the gap. I stand in the gap, God, and I thank you for your word, Lord, and I thank you for having mercy on your people today. Have mercy, God, on us. Forgive us, God. Forgive the body of Christ. Forgive your spiritual leaders, God. Forgive your pastors. Forgive, God, your teachers. Forgive, God, the evangelists. Forgive, God, the prophets. Forgive the apostles, God. Father, I cry out. And I call forth a spirit of repentance. And God, as I call forth a spirit of repentance, I thank you. I thank you, God. Thank you for hearing my humble cry, God. For you said that when we call out to you, God, that you would answer us. And God, I know that I'm praying corporately for the body of Christ, but when I make this thing personally, you said to me that if I ask anything in your name in John 14:14, that you would do it, God. And you also said in Psalms 37 that if I delight myself in you, God, that you will give me the desires of my heart. And Father, I know that I am not the only one that has been delighting themselves in you. So I thank you for all of the intercessors that have been crying out to you, that have been delighting themselves in you, God. Because it's a lot of people that are praying. It's a lot of people that's standing in the gap for the body of Christ. It's a lot of people that's touching and agreeing and calling on you, God, and releasing your word in the atmosphere. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. God, our land stands in need of healing, and that is why we stand in the spirit of repentance, God, in corporate prayer, God. Thank you for the ability to humble ourselves. We renounce the spirit of pride. Father, we renounce the spirit of haughtiness. We renounce the spirit of jealousy, envy, and covetousness, God. We renounce the spirit of Saul, the spirit of assassination. Father, we repent for hurting your sheep, for neglecting your sheep, for moving away from you, God. We repent, God, for prostituting you, your word, God. Selling your word for prophecy, selling your word for prayers, turning your sanctuary, God, into a storehouse. Rabashanda Rabasi. Have mercy, God. Church, so many people been rejected, so many people been hurt, so many people been manipulated, so many people been controlled, so many people been ostracized, so many people been spiritually raped, physically raped, God. Rabashanda Rabasi Rikanda Rabashata Rikanda Rabashanda Rabasi Rikanda Rabashata Rokolobo Siri Kanda Rabashata Rikanda Rabashanda Rabasi Rikanda Rabashata. God, I bind the spirit of perversion, the spirit of whoredoms, the spirit of harlotry, the spirit of adultery, God, and fornication, and homosexuality, God. Your clergy, the ones that have touched the little boys and the little girls, and the women and the men, God, those that have been violated, those that have been demonically and satanically influenced, God, through demonic manipulation in an effort to control them, God. And I break every threat, every time, God, that they told them they better not say anything, or else they was going to harm them, they was going to kill them, they was going to talk about them, they was going to criticize them, they was going to deny what happened, God. So many lies, Lord, And I bind that lying spirit in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of truth, God. Let the truth set the captives free in the name of Jesus. As I call forth a spirit of conviction, God. Convict the hearts of your men and women of God that have gone astray. Your men and women of God that has led your people astray, God. Many people have turned their back on you because of what has happened to them and how they have been handled and how they have been mistreated, God. I thank you right now, God, for a spirit of repentance. Let this prayer reach your throne room, God. Move by your spirit. Do what you want to do. Do what you have to do, God. But I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to have your way, oh God, and hear my humble cry, Lord. As I cry out to you, I thank you, Jehovah Gabor. You are the God of battles. And you said in your word, oh God, that you would break the arrow, you would break the bow, you would break the shield, and you would break the battle, God. And I thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Gabor, the God of battles. And I thank you, God, for contending with those that are contending with us. And I thank you, God, for fighting against those that are fighting against us, God. Father, I thank you for your children that love you and they are holding on to you with everything they have, God. And so many are discouraged and the spirit of heaviness is working overtime, causing depression and despair, God. And I break the spirit of heaviness. I bind the spirit of heaviness and I render it powerless in the name of Jesus, knowing, God, that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven, oh God. So as I bind the spirit of heaviness, I loose the garment of praise. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, as I call forth a spirit of praise and the spirit of gladness. I thank you for breaking every chain and breaking every fetter, oh God. I break the spirit of bondage off of your people, Father, as I say this prayer in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for causing an earthquake to take place, God, in the name of Jesus. Go to every continent, all the seven continents, every country, oh God, every city, every state, God. Shake, God, shake the heavens, shake the earth, God, upon, oh God, your word. And I bind that distraction right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, shake the heavens and the earth on behalf of your people today. In the name of Jesus, as you cause an earthquake to take place where you want the earthquake to take place, God, I'm confident that prison doors are opening right now. I'm confident, God, that the shackles are coming loose in the name of Jesus. Father God, cause an earthquake to take place. Open the prison doors right now, God, and set the captives free. I thank you right now, God. Send forth your angelic host to announce that your people have been set free and they are coming out of the dark places. They are coming out of the dry places. They are coming out of prison, God. God, I thank you for the walls that are falling all around them, God. I thank you for the walls of Jericho that are falling down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you right now. I thank you for setting the captives free, God. I thank you for restoring, God, everything that the canker worm has stolen, has eaten, oh God. Father God, as you continue to move by your spirit from breast to breast and heart to heart, God, I thank you that people are going to weep, oh God. People are going to cry, oh God. People are going to cry out to you, God, in the spirit of expectancy, Lord. Many are going to come back to you, Father. I call forth the prodigal sons and daughters, and I thank you, God, that they're coming to themselves. And Father, I thank you that they're coming home. They're coming home, God. And I thank you, Father, for the total destruction of every idol, God, every Asherah pole, every high place, God, everything we've been worshiping, Lord, everything that stole, God, our allegiance to you. We renounce it right now, God. And as you cause an earthquake to take place, God, let every Asherah pole, God, be destroyed. Let every grove be destroyed, God. Let your people turn away from their false gods. And as they humble themselves, as we humble ourselves, oh God, Father, we thank you for letting us turn back to you with a whole heart. And lean not into our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct our paths. God, we need you. We need you more than we ever needed you before. And we thank you, Father, for forgiving us. We thank you for restoring us. We thank you for healing our land, God. We thank you for your instructions. In Matthew 6:33, that says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, so that all of these things can be added unto us, Father. We thank you for your word that will not come back void. We thank you that you are watching over your word, God. And Father, we thank you for removing the cold, stony substance that's been caked around the hearts of your people, that stubborn, stiff-necked spirit. Break off in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind the spirit of rebellion and I loose the spirit of obedience according to your word. Father, you said that obedience is better than sacrifice. And so, Father, I call forth a spirit of sacrifice upon this earth in the name of Jesus. And I decree your word in Romans 12, God. And beginning at the first verse, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, holy, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable will. Father, we can repent all day, but if our mind don't change, we're going to continue to sin against you. So we thank you for renewing our minds, God. And we thank you that you're going to do what you need to do, God. But we need to renew our minds. And we can't do that if we're not reading your word. If we are not studying to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And right here, Father, I just want to thank you for exposing the spirit of falsehood, God. Father, every false shepherd, every false pastor, every false preacher, every false prophet, every false teacher, every false evangelist, every false, everything that's false, God. Father, even your people that love you and they think they've been right, but they've been wrong because they've been operating in the spirit of falsehood, but they didn't know because they was deceived, God. And they think they've been praising you, but they've been offering up false praise because they've been submitted to false leadership. And I break that soul tie right now in the name of Jesus. I break the demonic control, the demonic manipulation. God, I destroy the spirit of falsehood, the spirit of trickery, that leprechaun spirit that just love to trick and make promises that they're never, ever going to fulfill. and cause the people to get excited and to have hope, God. But then they don't come through and they devastate them. And then they go in for the kill. God, I destroy that spirit. Father, every hireling spirit, every wolf in sheep's clothing, expose God, expose God, expose it and remove it, God. In the name of Jesus, allow your people to see the difference, God, between a false shepherd and a true shepherd. In the name of Jesus, God. And as you have already destroyed the spirit of fear, they don't have to stay in bondage. They don't have to operate in fear. They don't have to be afraid to move forward, to come out from among them, God. Because every curse that has been spoken against them, God, it has already backfired. Because, Father, you said in your word that I will bless those that bless you and I will curse those that curse you, God. And many people have stayed under false leadership because they are afraid of the words that have been spoken against them, the incantations, the curses to keep them there, to keep them in bondage, to keep them giving up their money, God. Serving the entertainment spirit, not serving you, God. Not even satisfied. Leaving church hungry, God. Searching, looking for you, God. Knowing that they could go into your word for themselves. But God, they don't do it. Because of sleep paralysis. Because, God, of witchcraft and sorcery. The spirit of divination, God. And I thank you for exposing and destroying every smoke screen right now. Every trick of the enemy. Every trap that's been set, God. Every demonic and satanic altar that has been erected against your people. That's been erected against the intercessors. Every assignment against your intercessors to cause them to fall asleep. To cause them not to pray. I bind the spirit of prayerlessness right now in the name of Jesus. I destroy it. I terminate it. I annihilate it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for loosing a spirit of prayer. A new passion to pray. A new passion to praise you. A new passion to worship you. Oh, God, I thank you for loosing new weapons right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. For you said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, but to behold the new thing that is springing forth. And God, if you're doing the new thing in this hour, that means that you are loosing new weapons. And you're loosing the new weapons because we need to pray a new prayer, God. We can't pray in that old place, God. We can't even stay in that old place. We can't praise you in that old place. We can't worship you in that old place, God, because we was in bondage in that old place. But today, God, you have caused the earthquake to take place and you have destroyed the spirit of bondage and you have allowed the captives to go free, Father. And so we rejoice right now in that new place. We rejoice, God, with that spirit of praise in the name of Jesus, as we praise you from that new place, as we praise you, God, from that free place, as we praise you, God, from that liberated place, as we praise you, God, from that place of joy, God, because it's morning. Father, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, God. And I decree, God, that it's morning. So release your joy, God, your joy, unspeakable joy. Father, this joy that you have released, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. Take us back to the basics, God. Take us back to the place where we fell in love with you, God, where you was everything to us, God. And we ran to be in your presence, God. We used to run to the house of God because we just wanted to be at the altar. We just wanted to praise you, God. We just wanted to pray. We wanted to cast our cares upon you, God. There was a time, God, when you moved so mightily in the house of God. And the worship was pure, God. And the praises was pure, God. And the prayers, the prayer set the people free, God. Because they touched your heart and it moved your hand. And God, I'm thanking you right now, God, for loosing, God, a fresh anointing upon the body of Christ. As we repent, as we turn from our wicked ways, as we return to you, God, we thank you for the blood covering. We thank you for washing us with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Wash us white as snow, God. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for restoring our land. And thank you for teaching us how to pray and how to walk in love and unity, God. I humbly submit this prayer with thanksgiving in my heart. We love you and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Dear Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bring us close to you, Lord. Bring us close to you, Lord.